When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
BT, I know you have another football note you want to get to.
Yeah, well, Bogut just had this in the update. Now, the name is not really surprising, nor is the situation, but this obviously could impact the Jets. So the Raiders have begun reaching out to teams about trading Devontae Adams. Now, several people have this. I know the Las Vegas Review-Journal has reported this. Las Vegas is gauging interest and right now appears to be preparing to trade him. I guess there was a conversation last night where head coach Antonio Pierce hinted at this. This is not exactly news because there was a lot of thought that this would happen because we didn't think the Raiders would be very good. And if they're going to rebuild, why would you keep him around? And obviously the Rodgers connection, the Rodgers influence here. Hey, listen, Jets can't mess around here. That's the bottom line. You don't see any chemistry right now with Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And at 2-2... with a beast of a slate coming up here in the schedule, any conversation that's being had right now between the Raiders and whomever, Joe Douglas, absolutely, you can bet your behind, is in the middle of this. Yeah. He must swing for this.
To me, it does nothing for them. Like that, the Jets' problems are so deep that, again, this is a fantasy move. Like, how many times have we got to learn before you realize it's not the move? That's not going to make the Jets better, Devontae Adams. They need a real head coach. They need to build a foundation. They need guys to stop going with the false starts on the offensive line. You could bring in whoever you want. Get Altoon in here, Devontae Adams. It's not going to fix the Jets' core issues. It's sexy, BT. Sure, it's exciting to think about Rodgers and Devontae Adams. It's not the move that is going to change the Jets.
But it gives them a chance to win. I don't buy it. I don't disagree at the end of the day because I've always said, listen, if the Jets are going to win this year, they're going to win in spite of Robert Sala. So I'm with you. I do agree with that. But think about the game this past weekend specifically. There were three times where Aaron Rodgers was expecting one route, and that route was not run. And if the route is run, and that comes into the the connection between quarterback mm-hmm. and wide receiver, that mental connection there, if that route is run, that's a first down, that's probably a Jets win. Because Garrett Wilson, they're just not on the same page. Now, I'm not saying that you trade Garrett Wilson for Devontae Adams, but Sal.
But then Garrett Wilson's a bust of a pick. If you need to go out there and get Devontae Adams, then that means Garrett Wilson is a bust.
Well, maybe it means he's not going to get as much money on that second contract as much maybe as he thinks. But the Jets need to do whatever is humanly possible to increase the odds of coaching around the albatross and playing around Robert Saleh. And the more talent you have, and more specifically, the more talent that you have that is in synced up with Aaron Rodgers, everybody benefits.
Yeah, I thought they already had the most talented roster in the league.
Yeah, but forget about that. So I mean, we could get cute all day. Devontae Adams is a superstar who loves playing with Rodgers, and Rodgers understands him, vice versa.
So they'll be even more talented. They're not going to win.
No, but I understand. But
can they run the football?
Sal.
No. Can they stop the run? No. Do they have a good head coach who has any clue of what he's doing? No. So, like, I get on paper, BT, the excitement that Jeff Fins would have with Devontae Adams. The problem is this isn't your fantasy football team. This is reality. It's reality. And that is not going to make the Jets a winning football team.
It's
going to
make it. Listen, if Devontae Adams is on the field this past week, I can't prove this. This is just my opinion. They're 3-1, and you start from there because guys are running the wrong routes. I mean, really, Mike Williams, who wasn't even here a year ago, seems to have a better clue than Garrett Wilson does. I know Devontae Adams is going to run the right route.
All I heard was Garrett Wilson. And by the way, I love Garrett Wilson. I thought he's going to be great.
But he's a little overrated so far.
Okay. Well, what about Breece Hall? And one of the best running back duo in the league.
Yeah, but now we're getting into different stuff.
Yeah, but those things matter.
I understand that, but they'll be less important
the Raiders
if Devontae's here.
Well, how have the Raiders been with Devontae Adams?
They don't have Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, come on.
They don't.
The Packers had Aaron Rodgers at the end with Devontae Adams. How'd that work out?
They didn't have the Jets defense.
And we're back to now the Jets defense.
Well, but that's part of
the
equation.
Defense. It's so overrated. It's sickening. Like, I'm actually so tired of hearing about this big, bad Jets defense for 2 years who've accomplished nothing. Look, you want the Jets to go out there and get Devontae Adams? Go do it. Just like Dalvin Cook last year. Yeah, go get Dalvin Cook.
So let me ask you this.
And
so
what's that going to do? Nothing.
Well, Dalvin Cook was fried.
Yeah,
we should have known
at
that.
The time.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't think Devontae Adams is fried. And if he is, we'll find out when he gets here. I'll take that chance.
It's just a point that this is not the way you build a team
properly. I don't disagree. I really don't. But the other option is to do nothing. And that's not very enticing to me right now, based on the way they look so far. So if you're, look, Sal, you're Joe Douglas, right?
Yeah. What are you giving up to get him? I don't even know what that is.
I could get to that in a moment. Let's just, because you don't seem to be interested in this at all. So if you're Joe Douglas, Raiders call you, no interest?
It's not that
are you going to make the trade or no?
It's not that I'm not interested.
Okay.
It's that I don't think it's going to be remotely close to being as impactful as everybody would like
it to
be.
Will it make them better?
I don't think so. No, I don't.
So it's not going to make them better?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because all the problems they have aren't going to get fixed by adding a skill position.
No, but
player.
Some of them might. And if some of those were addressed on Sunday, they're 3-1 instead of 2-2.
They didn't lose.
I can't overstate how many guys are running the wrong routes.
Well, whose fault is that?
Well, I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I just want somebody who knows where to run.
Right. Well, but the coach is a big part of that. Like, again,
I'm making the trade. Yeah. The Raiders are obviously open to trading him. The Jets need players. I know that sounds nuts because we think that they have a lot of talent. I'm making the trade.
That's kind of my point.
I got a two-year window I'm trying to win.
Yeah.
That's it.
Understood. And I understand what you're saying. Like, yeah, in theory, this is their window. Go do whatever you can. Excuse me. Go do whatever you can to get over the hump with Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, but it's not going to work.
Well, so you don't know. How do you know that?
Because it's not working now.
Okay, but Devontae's not here now.
Right. No, but
that's the point.
BT, he's a wide receiver. Like, I heard the same story about the defense last year. Then I heard, well, it was because Aaron Rodgers. All he needs is Aaron Rodgers. Then I watched Aaron Rodgers this year. They're 2-2. They just lost the game at home to Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos. And you're going to say it's because they didn't have Devontae Adams?
No.
It's because they can't run the football, because they have no discipline, because they have a head coach who is clueless. Do I need to go on?
These are all things we agree on.
A defense who is overrated.
What I'm trying to do is minimize the head coach's influence. And the more stars you have, I think the less he can mess up.
Right.
I'm not saying it's the best approach, Sal. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. And by the way, you just keep band-aiding this thing.
That's what it is.
It usually doesn't work in the NFL. That's why I'm not really disagreeing, but where you and I do split off is I'm willing to take the chance.
Understood. And I'm not saying
that's
that
all I'm saying.
I'm not saying that.
Come on, get him in here. Joe, you can't stop now, Joe.
Well, you don't know what it's going to take to get him, first of all.
I don't care. Yeah, it's not going to take a first-round pick because he's not young.
Well, I mean, maybe that's a different story if you don't have to give a first-round pick. And I'm not saying I wouldn't take the chance to bring him in. What I'm saying is that's not the move that's going to fix him. So go ahead, do it. Great. I mean, are they going to be better with Devontae? You'd think, but I don't think enough. Like, that to me does not move the needle. The Jets still don't have a foundation. Their foundation is cracked. So you can build great stuff on top of it. And, oh, look at this shiny wall or picture that we put up. Yeah, but your foundation is cracked, meaning you need a new house. The Jets need a new house, not a shiny object to hang out front. Devontae Adams is the wreath. Yeah, it's great to think about pairing Rodgers and Devontae. I get it. It's exciting for your fantasy teams, and the Jets have another skill position player. I heard the same thing about Breece Hall, and I was the best running back in the league. Then you watch him in a game where they needed a freaking yard, and he can't get one.
Not his fault.
And Adam's not going to help that either. The offensive line's going backwards. What's Adams going to do?
By the way,
the Jets are so bad, they can't even take advantage of Devontae Adams' talent.
Nobody wants to hear this, and I don't even want to hear this, trust me. But, you know, you lose to Bo Nix, and you lose in the rain, and in a horrendous fashion, 15. We know what happened, right? That Broncos defense is really, really good. I know that nobody wants to hear that now. You're not playing the Broncos defense every week, you know, so I'm going to load up and I'm going to take a swing. Hoff, what do you want to add? Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, a couple things. Like, first of all, can we figure out the Hassan Reddick thing first? I mean, we're sitting about
here. Get him too.
Well, no, but we're talking
about everybody.
Yeah, that would be more important.
He's not here.
I understand.
So that being said, why do I trust the Devontae Adams thing? Why do I trust that the Jets are going to do the right thing to bring in Devontae Adams? I think that you're putting too many Band-Aids on. This team is going to be a mess in a year again. We're going to be back to everyone's fired.
Yeah.
No quarterback.
Yeah, no, I understand
that. And we're scratching our
I admit that, though. I eyes wide open, guys. Eyes wide open. No, they're not kicking this down the road too far. It is Hail Mary time. You're 2-2. Vikings are a lot better than we thought. Here come the Bills. You got a tough sled in here. You got to win. You know, there's only so many weeks to make a trade. Sign Hassan Reddick. Crack. Give him whatever he wants. I don't care. Trade for Devontae Adams. Take a swing. Maybe it works out. And you know what? If it doesn't, we'll be back to the rubble that is so many other Jets seasons. I've been there before.
Which one do you think is more instrumental to their success, Reddick or Adams?
I would say probably Reddick.
Me too. I mean,
but I wish Reddick stopped the run. He doesn't, and that's where they're really more vulnerable. So, listen, I
get it.
I admit I'm scratching my head here. I hate building teams this way, but they put themselves in this position.
Fair enough.
He's 40. They gave him the keys to the franchise. There's been rumors out there forever, going back to when they were playing golf this summer. Davante Adams, Jets. Like, this isn't new. There's been smoke around this relationship forever. I believe he's going to be dealt. And if the Jets aren't in on this, they're idiots. They're dumber than I thought. You got to be in on it.
We'll see how this plays out, boy. Another layer to the whole thing.
Oh, jeez.
Be curious to see how many teams are involved in and what he actually ends up going for in the event that he does get traded.
Oh, my God.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019.
Let's get back to the Mets here. We got to get back to the Mets. Come on, the Mets deserve this. Let's go.
Lou's in a story.
Come
What's up, Lou?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Lou.
What's up, Lou?
Yeah, that Met game was forget about it. That was a classic game. I'm a Yankee fan, but, you know, even when Lindor hit the ball, if you guys watch the video very carefully, he didn't think he had it all the way, but he kept carrying. And then he started, you know, moving and celebrating, but that was tough.
Well, Lou, he said, I watched the post game, and he said that he got it. And the way he kind of he said that he thought that I didn't think that he got it. And Sal, you didn't think that he got it right away, did you?
No.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And I told you, maybe it was just because I was still, I really do believe I was still in a state of shock at what just happened, where I wasn't even properly thinking like, okay, Lindor's going to go deep here. Let's see, there's a big at bat. I'm trying to digest what the hell we just saw. The Mets exploded for 6 runs. Diaz imploded. And I just mentally wasn't there. And off the bat, no, Hoff and I are watching it back in the office. And once they switched the camera angle, so, you know, you see the regular pitcher, you know, the pitcher's back, and you see Lindor swing. Off the bat, I was like, oh, it looked like a fly ball to center field. And then once they switched and you see the outfielder chasing it back, you started to get up and like, oh, my God, it's gone. He did it. Couldn't believe it. But no, off the bat, I did not think that it was a no doubt or he got it.
I thought he flew out to center field.
Yeah.
And it was really high, too. I mean, it was,
by the way,
one for the ages, man.
Sorry to interrupt, BT.
Yeah,
we're watching the replay of the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
You could see even here, bottom of the 8th, there was one out, runner on first, and the guy grounds it back to Diaz.
Yeah, y'all, when he lobbed it over? That was weird.
He lollipops Diaz. That play right there, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, even Ronnie said something about that.
Throw the ball, dude. Throw the ball. He lollipops it over to first. Now, they got the out. I guess it was a runner at third at that point, so it wasn't just a man on first. It was first and third. To a point where he lollipopped and we weren't sure if the runner was going to go home or not because of that lollipop
throw. That was weird. That was almost like the yips.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and then, of course, the next play, the ground to the first where Alonso makes a terrific defensive play, Diaz just standing there on the mound. My God.
He has looked pretty spry over there. He's made some nice plays.
He's looked good. He's looked agile.
Yes,
he's
the big cat.
Little
Galarraga. Big cat.
Lawrence is in Oklahoma City. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Listen, the Mets can beat anybody, and this there's no time for complacency. This isn't no backdoor team that snuck into the playoffs. We wait all year for the opportunity to root for this team to win a World Series, and if it's not now, why not now? Get behind them. None of that, if they lose to the Brewers, it's okay. Nah. Let's go in there. Let's beat the Brewers, and let's mop them up. Let's go Mets.
Hey, well, there you go. All right, Lawrence, thank you for the call.
I was checking in via that free Odyssey app out there in Oklahoma.
You're entitled to feel all you want, and I'm entitled to feel all I want. I'm excited for the postseason. I'm just telling you right now, I don't like this matchup at all. I'd expect a win if they were playing the Padres. I'm not expecting a win. Now, it doesn't mean that they can't.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be as fired up as anybody if they do. I just think this is a bad matchup for them at this particular point.
Ah, man. I mean, I've thought that before with them. Now, the numbers say it's not a great matchup. Well, 1-5 against the Brewers.
Yeah,
is that right?
Does that
sound right?
1-5,
I think.
Does the regular season matter, especially something that happened in the first series of the year?
I think it matters less in baseball. I do think that, like, when you look at matchup-specific stuff, I think it's probably a little more pertinent in the NBA maybe even more in the NFL. Baseball, there's just too much randomness to sit. I don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
I have no idea.
I'll tell you honestly, though, before the Mets played in Milwaukee this past weekend,
yeah,
I was looking at that matchup like, oh, they'll beat the Brewers. Like, the Mets, I think, are better than Milwaukee without really giving it much attention. Yes, and then I watched the two play, and I was like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that Milwaukee is so good. It's that their style.
Yeah, they play with pace. They play with pace. No doubt. They force you to move.
It's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Same thing with
that's why you hope Lindor defensively. You hope the back is, you know, forget about him in the box. That's one thing, but you hope he's bouncing in the middle of the diamond. He should be, but you just hope that he is because they put stress on the defense. Milwaukee moves.
Yeah, and the Mets pitchers don't hold guys on. Their catchers aren't throwing guys out. Like, yeah. You got to prevent Brewers from getting on base because if they do, they're going to be running all over the place on you. I just don't think the Mets can keep pace with them.
You don't want to see Diaz tonight, do you? You're going to have to if it's a one-run game. Yeah, you don't trust him, do you?
I do want to see Diaz because it would mean that the Mets are up late.
Fair. You know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
You trust him?
I mean, as much as you could trust a closer, but he's just... He's maddening,
yeah.
And I'm about to watch this implosion again. I can't even stomach him sometimes. Like, it's one thing if you get beat, but when you can't field your position, it drives me up a wall.
I know.
It's hard enough to get the outs anyway,
mm-hmm.
And if you can't help yourself by fielding the position, that's what Diaz is. He'll come in, he'll throw, you know, lose control, not field his position, not worry about guys running all over on him. He's got to go strike guys out, and if he can't do that, he's going to get himself into trouble. And you saw yesterday both the best and the worst of Diaz. Right there in one shot. Anthony's in Old Bridge. What's up, Ant?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Ant?
I will be driving directly after this phone call to the nearest urgent care to have my head examined because I am about to totally agree with BT, even though he had no idea that Stevie B didn't sing Diamond Girl.
Oh, this guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's me again. Listen. Pete Rose. Oh, my God. Punching Judy, horrendous, most overrated player in the history of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, okay. And thanks for the call, Anthony. We appreciate you checking in. We got it. I know, Pete Rose. Yeah, come on now. Like, you can say, as BT has said, that he's not on the level of some of the other Hall of Famers. You're entitled to your opinion. To call the guy who has the most hits in the history of the sport and was more than just that, a punching Judy hitter and the most overrated player to me is just not only disrespectful, it's just flat out wrong. You want to rank him? Rank the players? You make it sound like he's Ray Ordonez, for goodness sake. Punching Judy Hitter. I mean, my God. They're talking about Pete Rose. I mean, am I not paying attention to what the history of the sport here? Come on now.
I got to be honest with you. I think I'd take Jose Iglesias over Pete Rose.
Yeah, right. Hey, Iglesias brings more value. I mean, that glove defensively.
I still don't know how he hit that ball down the right field line yesterday.
I wanted him to bunt in that spot.
That was sick. That's a good pitch.
Diaz, nice fat pitch right there.
A little destiny for you here, Sal. A little destiny for you.
This was just...
Yeah, this was crazy.
I legit, when Albies hit that ball, I think I just went into, without realizing it, into a state of shock.
Were you with Hoff when this happened?
Yeah.
Hoff, what did you do?
Which part?
When he hit the double, the bases clearing double.
Oh, I cried.
Must have been going nuts.
No, we weren't really going nuts.
Really?
Hoff posted the reaction. Yeah, I mean, I was not overreacting. Well, I was angry at that particular point.
Well, that's what I mean.
I wasn't going nuts. I just had it with Diaz. Like,
yeah.
I thought that they lost the game. And just like I thought that they won when Nimmo hit the two-run homer, I thought that they won the game.
Mm-hmm.
When Diaz gave up that double, bases-clearing double to Albies, I thought that they lost the game, which makes it so great when they came back and eventually won it again because you felt it wasn't... Like, there wasn't even hope at that point. Once he blew that game, it was a dagger in my heart. I thought it was over, as did everybody else.
I don't think there's anything more painful in sports than a blown save. I mean, if you think about just the events that have to take place for a multi-run lead to evaporate. Like, if you're up 7 in the NFL and you give up a touchdown or whatever, or you're up 6, all right, that crushes you. Or, you know, a 3 at the horn in hoops or a cheap goal late in hockey, yeah. But think about all the things that have to happen and think about how long it takes. Usually a couple of, you know, a walk to the mound, a bunch of foul balls, a hit, a walk, the evaporation of the lead. It is just slow torture.
Yeah, and I can't stand Diaz anymore. I'll never forgive him for that one yesterday, even though they came
back
and won.
I saw your tweet. Yeah,
I'm done with him. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We'll have Jermaine Illuminor. We hadn't talked to him last week because the Giants had a Thursday game. Talk to him when we come up. Don't forget.
He played with Devontae Adams with the Raiders. So
we'll ask him about that, what he thinks about that. And, of course, the Giants will do that when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan. Jermaine Illuminor, of course, tackle for the Giants. Jermaine, we didn't have a chance to have you on last week after the win. So, of course, two games have passed since we've last had you on. I do, though, want to start with your former team. There's some news about Devontae Adams potentially being traded. What was Adams like? What was going on with him and the Raiders with your time there with Las Vegas?
Yeah, you know, Tay's my guy. Obviously, he's one of the best in the league. I'm not sure what's entirely going on over there, but I know that he truly cares about winning, and he loves to win, and he puts everything into this game, and he damn near wears his heart on his shoulder, on his sleeve, as they say. So, you know, I know how he feels about winning and how much he puts into this and how much time and effort he puts into this game. So, I don't know about the whole trade thing, but you know, I know that he just goes out there and he wants to play ball as hard as he can, and he loves the game.
You think he was happy there?
Yeah, he is.
You think he was happy there?
Yeah, I mean, my time there, you know, when AP took over, he was definitely happy. I mean, we all were happy when AP was running things. You know, that was a hell of a time, and you know, I would obviously play my best ball when AP took over, and I know that a lot of the guys there, or all the guys there, love AP, and he's doing a hell of a job there right now to have him at 500, and all of them are going to run through a brick wall for him, and I have nothing but respect and love for AP. So I don't know what's going on with that relationship. I can't really comment on that too much. I can just say that when I was there, everything was smooth sailing, and we all went out there trying to win every single game for him, and we almost won every single game that he took over, you know, for if it wasn't for little things here and there. We went 5-4 his 9 games, but easily could have went 9-0, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so from Adams to who's an established superstar to a blossoming superstar, your teammate Malik Nabers, how's, you know, obviously I know you want to stay in your lane, but how is he feeling? What do you know about Nabers so far?
So I actually don't know nothing, but I just know the type of guy he is, and you know, if he can play on Sunday, then he's definitely going to try to play.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.